Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have community announcements, along with some news from the Philippines, and a plethora of musical selections from our music library. But in regards to those community announcements, the Film Minnesotan Association on December the 6th will have their 50th Paskong Filipino, which will be taking place at the St. Joseph Catholic Community Church, which is located in New Hope, Minnesota, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Joy at 763-496-9600. And then the following week, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be celebrating their annual Pasko Sanayon on Sunday, December the 14th at the Guardian Angels Church in Oakdale, Minnesota. The check-in is at 12:30, and the program is from 1 to 4 p.m. This is different from other years at other Pasko Sanayon celebrations, because this is actually taking place on Sunday as opposed to Saturday. And in regards to this event, you can contact for questions, you can contact Lorna at 612-232-4308. Or if you're inquiring about being a vendor at the event, the Palenque, you can contact Nena at 651-208-6975. But for right now, we are going to play our first song of the evening. It is a Filipino classic, a standard, some might say. It is from the artist known as Freddy Aguilar, and this is his song, Anak.
Nung isilang ka sa mundong ito, laking tuwa ng magulang mo at ang kamay nila ang iyong ilaw. At ang nanay at tatay mo'y di malaman ang gagawin, pinabustan pati pagtulong mo. Gabi natutuyat ang iyong nanay sa pagtimpla ng gatas mo. At sa umaga na may talong ka ng iyong amang tuwang-tuwa sa'yo. Ngayon nga ay malaki ka na, nais mo'y maging malaya, di man sila payag, walang magagawa. Ikaw nga ay biglang nagbago, naging matigas ang iyong ulo, at ang payo nila'y sinuwan mo. Di mo man lang isip na ang kanilang ginagawa'y para sa'yo. Kat ang nais mo'y masunod ang layaw mo, di mo sila pinapansin. Nagdaan pa ang mga araw at ang landas mo'y naligaw, ikaw ay nalulong sa masamang bisyo.
At ang una mong nilapitan ang iyong inang lumuluha. At ang tanong, anak, ba't ka nagkaganyan? At ang iyong mga matay biglang lumuha ng di mo napapansin. Magsisisiyak sa isip mo, alaman mo ika'y nagkamali. Magsisisiyak sa isip mo, alaman mo ika'y nagkamali. Magsisisiyak sa isip mo, alaman mo ika'y nagkamali.
Once again, that was Freddie Aguilar with his song, Anak. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We can be heard on 90.3 on the FM dial, and we can also be heard online at kfai.org. /program/Filipino American National News. We can be also found on Google Play and the Apple Store by searching the KFAI app. On our shows on online and through the apps are streamed for 2 weeks. And if you join our show next week here on the Filipino American National News, we have a special guest. We are able to interview Jimmy Alapag, who is a player development coach for the Sacramento Kings. He's also had a legendary career in the Philippine Basketball Association for 12 years. And we were able to speak with him as the Sacramento Kings were here this past Friday. So we'd like to thank the Sacramento Kings Media Relations Department of Shannon and Michael for able to set up this interview, which Coach Alapag, we were able to talk about his legendary career in the PBA, his time as an assistant coach in the G League, his time as a coach in the NBA, along with advice he could give to young hoopers out there, just the state of Filipino basketball, along with some other nuggets along the interview. But next week, you'll be able to hear our interview with Coach Jimmy Alapag, player development coach of the Sacramento Kings. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk, and this comes from NPR. Hundreds of thousands of Filipinos gather Sunday in the capital in the largest rally so far to demand accountability for a flood control corruption scandal that has implicated powerful members of Congress and top government officials. Various groups have protested in recent months following the discovery that thousands of flood defense projects across one of the world's most typhoon-prone countries were substandard, incomplete, or simply did not exist. Government engineers, public work officials, and construction companies executives have testified under oath in hearings by the Senate and in fact-finding commissions that members of Congress and officials at the Department of Public Works and Highways took kickbacks from construction companies to help them win lucrative contracts and avoid accountability. Most denied the allegations. Interior Secretary Jonavik Rumala said about 320,000 members of the Iglesia Ni Cristo, or Church of Christ, led the start of the three-day rally in Manila's Rizal Park, many wearing white and carrying anti-corruption placards. Hundreds, including retired generals, held a separate anti-corruption protest late Sunday at the People Power Monument in suburban Quezon City. Iglesia is an influential group that votes as a bloc and is countered by political candidates during the elections. The police, backed by the military, went on full alert and deployed thousands of personnel to secure the weekend rallies, although the government expects them to be peaceful, according to a confidential security assessment seen by the Associated Press. During a September 21 anti-corruption demonstration, a few hundred black-clad protesters threw rocks, bottles, and firebombs at police near the presidential palace in Manila, injuring more than 100 officers. Criminal complaints have been filed against 97 protesters. The presidential palace went on security lockdown over the weekend, with major access roads barricaded by anti-riot police, cargo containers, and barbed wire. National Police Chief Lieutenant General Jose Melancio Narratas Jr. ordered law enforcement to exercise maximum tolerance in Sunday's rally. Flood control is an especially sensitive issue in the Philippines, one of Asia's countries most prone to deadly typhoons, flooding, and extreme weather. Two typhoons left at least 259 dead this month, mostly from flash floods and landslides, affected millions of others. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has been trying to quell public outrage and street protests sparked by the scandal, saying on Thursday that many of the powerful senators, members of Congress, and wealthy businessmen who were implicated would be in jail by Christmas. Marcos said an independent fact-finding commission he created has already filed criminal complaints for graft and corruption and plundered against 37 suspects. Criminal complaints have been filed against 86 construction companies, executives, and 9 government officials for allegedly evading nearly 9 billion pesos in taxes. Among those accused are lawmakers opposed to and allied with Marcos, including former House of Representatives Speaker Martin Rodamles, the president's cousin and a key ally, and a former Senate President Ches Escotero. Both have denied any wrongdoing. Senator Bongo, a key ally of former President Rodrigo Duterte, has been accused of involvement in corruption in flood control and other infrastructure projects. He has denied the allegations. Duterte, a harsh Marcos critic, was detained by International Criminal Court in the Netherlands in March for alleged criminals against humanity over a brutal anti-drug crackdown. His daughter, the current vice president, said Marcos should have be held to accountability and jailed for approving the 2025 national budget, which appropriated the billions for flood control projects. There have been isolated calls, included by some pro-Duterte supporters, for the military to withdraw support from Marcos, but the armed forces of the Philippines Chief of Staff General Romeo Bronner Jr. has repeatedly rejected those calls. With full conviction, I assure you, the public, that the armed forces will not engage in any action that violates the Constitution, Bronner said. Not today, not tomorrow, and certainly not under my watch. And for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from the group Parroquia ni Edgar, and this is their song, Harana.
Queen. Bonjour.
Uso pa ba ang harana? Marahil ikaw ay nagtataka. Ano ba tong mukhang gago? Nagkandara pa sa pagkanta at nasisintunado sa kaba. Meron pandalang mga rosas, suot na may maong nakupas. At nariyan pa ang barkada, nakaporma na kabarong sa awiting daig pa, minus one at singalong. Puno ang langit ng bituin at kay lamig pa ng hangin. Sa iyong tingin ako'y nababaliw, giliw at sa awitin kong ito, sana'y maibigan mo. Ibubuhos ko ang buong puso ko sa isang munting harana para sa'yo. Hindi ba't parang isang sine, isang pelikulang romantiko? Hindi ba't ikaw ang bidang artista at ako ang iyong leading man sa istoryang nagwawakas sa pag-ibig na wagas? Puno ang langit ng bituin at kay lamig pa ng hangin. Sa iyong tingin ako'y nababaliw, giliw at sa awitin kong ito, sana'y maibigan mo. Ibubuhos ko ang buong puso ko sa isang munting harana para sa'yo.
And that was Parroquia ni Edgar with Harana. And we do have some time for more news from the news desk. And this comes from AsiaInsuranceReview.com. Over 14,200 small-scale fishers across 24 coastal municipalities in the Philippines will soon be covered through the country's first parametric insurance solution for small-scale fishermen. The cover will migrate incomes lost resulting from adverse weather conditions that prevent safe fishing in the near-shore waters. The scheme has been launched by the government of the Philippines through the Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, the BFAR, and the Philippine Crop Insurance Corporation, the PCIC, in partnership with the global conservation organization Rare and Willis. This project has been developed through support from the Ocean Risk and Resilience Action Alliance, the ORRAA, with funding from the government of Canada and the UK government Blue Planet Fund. With changing weather patterns protecting the livelihood of small-scale fishers an endangered priority, national priority for the government of the Philippines, the BFAR will serve as the policy holder for the pilot, offering parametric insurance coverage to small-scale fishers as a benefit for fisher registration and commitment to the sustainable fishing practices. It has allocated for a portion of its budget to fund the premium costs for this pilot, demonstrating strong government support for innovative approaches to climate risk. The coverage will provide up to 100 per policy cycle to help offset income loss from dangerous waters. The BFAR leader of technical work groups, Roy Ortega, said, This is not just insurance. It is an investment in our fishers. We are protecting those who protect our seas. with the head of the APAC Climate Risk Center, Dr. Christopher Wu. The new insurance solution, the first of its kind in the Philippines, uses a weather index based on wind speed, sea state, and rainfall to determine payout eligibility, ensuring timely and direct compensation for fishers when fishing days are lost. And right now we're going to end the show with two songs, one of which is from Lea Salonga. This is from the movie Labis Kitang Mahal, and it's also the name of a song, I'm sorry, Bakit Labis Kitang Mahal, and a song by Kula Desma, who did once perform here at Inverhills College. And we're going to play a track by her entitled Dito Ba. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Like Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org, the community's true voice.